We are back. This is Ryan Moon on Protocol News Podcast, and our show today is about how a DeFi hacker methodically laundered $30 million through Tornado Cash after pulling off one of the biggest heists in crypto history. So apparently being a DeFi hacker is now like being a really methodical money launderer. You got to wash your funds through the digital equivalent of multiple car washes. The Radiant Capital hacker just pushed another $20 million through Tornado Cash. And honestly, watching this unfold is like seeing someone play the world's most expensive game of hide and seek with the FBI. This individual has now shuffled over $30 million through Tornado Cash in neat little packages. We're talking 0.1, 1, 10, and 100 ETH chunks, like they're feeding quarters into the world's most expensive arcade machine. It's brilliant in that calculated, I'm definitely going to prison, but let me make it really hard for you to find me, kind of way. Here's what makes this peak crypto chaos. Tornado Cash is the ultimate privacy tool that makes funds completely untraceable. It's like a digital witness protection program, except instead of protecting innocent people, it's helping hackers disappear $53 million in stolen funds. The original hack was textbook social engineering. They didn't break the code, they broke the humans running it, compromising 3 out of 11 signers on a multi-signature wallet. More after our break.
My name is Tom Sachs. I'm an artist in New York City. For nearly 2 decades, I have been collaborating with Nike.
Nike running is for runners. Nike basketball is for basketball. Nike craft is for everyone else.
Security researchers are pointing fingers at North Korean state-sponsored actors because apparently hacking DeFi protocols is now part of international relations. These groups have allegedly stolen over $2 billion in crypto recently, which means they're either funding missile programs or the world's most expensive government operations. The technical execution here is infuriating. First, they drain the lending pool, convert everything to stablecoins, then back to ETH, then through bridges to different chains, and finally into Tornado Cash in fragments. It's like watching someone commit the perfect crime in slow motion while live streaming it on the blockchain. For anyone holding funds in DeFi protocols, this is your wake-up call that your money is sitting in a digital Wild West bank with a please don't rob us sign out front. Multi-signature wallets aren't bulletproof when humans are involved, and social engineering is easier than finding code vulnerabilities. The FBI, Chainalysis, and every blockchain detective on the planet are chasing digital ghosts, while this hacker methodically erases their tracks. Recovery prospects are dropping faster than altcoins in a bear market every time they make another Tornado Cash deposit. The future of DeFi security isn't just about better code. It's about accepting that humans will always be the weakest link in any system, no matter how many cryptographic layers you pile on top. Thanks for listening to Protocol News. You can support our podcast by following the show, rating it 5 stars, and telling your friends. Remember, don't trust, verify. And always do your own research.
Grep News. Thomas.